More Idaho Matters now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. In 1864, Reverend Michael Faulkner arrived in Boise, performing the first Episcopal service in the region. Well, now, more than a century later, St. Michael's Episcopal Church has become an important part of the community, helping to share the city we know and love today. Joining us now to talk more about the church's history are Missy Swykowski with St. Michael's Episcopal Church, as well as Beth Toll, Vice President of Marketing and Communication for St. Luke's Health System. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you.
So, Missy, let me begin with you. Can you tell us a little bit about the man who helped to first start St. Michael's Church?
Yes. His name was actually St. Michael Faulkner. His parents named him that when he was born. He came from Oregon to hold the first church services in the Idaho, Montana, Utah missionary district. And when he came, he was so popular that the parishioners asked him if he would stay, and he agreed on one condition, that they provide a church for him, building. So over the next 2 years, with bake sales and community dances and fundraisers, they raised enough money to build a church. And that church currently stands on the Boise State campus. It's now known as Christ Chapel. It was a prefab building that was shipped from the East Coast around the Cape into California and then brought to Boise, where it was reassembled. He passed away on a ship when he was going back home to visit his family on the East Coast. And it's interesting because Mark Twain, who we know as Samuel Clemens, was on that ship and wrote about St. Michael Faulkner and how he had helped so many people on the ship when they were ill during the cholera epidemic.
Oh, wow. So, Missy, for folks who may not be aware, St. Michael's Cathedral actually played a role in the founding of Boise State University. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, actually, our main altar is a gift from St. Margaret's School, which eventually became Boise Junior College. After the Depression, when it was very expensive for school, a lot of young men also wanted to continue their college education. And so Bishop Barnwell was able to find a remedy by starting Boise Junior College with the basis of St. Margaret's School, which had been a girls' school for 40-some years, and that eventually became Boise State University.
Beth, let me bring you into the conversation, because for folks that may not know this, St. Luke's, which was its very first hospital in Boise, was also founded by the church. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So our history is really tied so closely, and we are here because of the early days and the early actions of the Episcopal Church. And so as we think about those early days, as our community was forming and how they recognized a need for healthcare and to care for the citizens of this growing city, they created St. Luke's and what has become St. Luke's today. So our founding, we are here because of those early actions of those caring citizens.
So when we talk about the first hospital, Beth, about how many beds did the hospital have when it was first opened?
6 beds.
Okay. And how many do you have today?
Well, across our health system, we have over 980 beds now to serve the community. So as you know, we think about the growth that we've seen in the recent years, in those early days, they were experiencing similar growth. And so the health services grew to expand and meet those growing needs. And so we're still experiencing that today. So some things don't change.
Yeah, no kidding, right? So also, Beth, there's a connection between Boise State University and St. Luke's as well. And this has to do with training programs. How much have those programs grown over the years? Because this goes back more than 100 years, I think.
Well, it does. And as Missy mentioned, you know, they recognized a need in order to staff the growing healthcare in the community. The bishops started a school of nursing as well because they needed to staff that facility. And so as those educational opportunities grew, so too did the connection with Boise State as that started to grow into the university system that it is today. So those connections go all the way back into that history, and we continue those relationships even today. And I think it's part of the legacy of those early citizens and of the work that the bishop did all those many years ago to create a foundation and a network of collaboration that could really grow and support a thriving community. And we're seeing the benefits of that even mm-hmm. today.
You know, Missy, what's so interesting is to think about not just this really special anniversary, which is 160 years of the church that St. Michael's is celebrating, but really the impact that this church has had, not just on the Boise community, really, but the broader community. I mean, you've got St. Luke's Health System, which spans so much of the state. And then you have, you know, Boise State, where people come and go to school, and then they go all over the world. What is that like as a church community to know the impact that you're seeing on a daily basis, just, you know, from a church that started so humbly?
It's been a fun project, honestly. When we first started this, it was to recognize our history and explain it to a lot of our members, and also to share it with people. There's so many new people to Idaho and to the Boise area, and we thought it would be a fun way to share that. And along with Boise State and St. Luke's, our connection, a lot of people don't realize that our organist started Boise Music Week back in 1919, and it's the only non-commercial Music Week in the country. We have pictures in the memory booklet of Boise Junior College band marching in a parade for Boise Music Week downtown Boise. So it really has been fun to see the impact and to realize what a few people can do with a belief and faith and working with that and finding wonderful partners like we have found with St. Luke's and with Boise Junior College, which is now Boise State.
And Beth, my understanding is that St. Luke's is actually putting a booklet together to honor this 160th anniversary.
We had the privilege of working with Missy and some of her colleagues from the cathedral. And yes, we put together a really beautiful history book that contains not only the written history, but also some really mm-hmm. special historic photographs that really tell us visual story of all of this growth and development that Missy's highlighted. It was a really, really fun project, and learning about all of these different connections and how we're seeing really the impact of those today has been a really special, special experience.
And Missy, you kind of actually uncovered some things about the church and the city as you were putting this 160-year project together, one being about tuberculosis. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, it actually was the polio epidemic in the 1950s was just rampant. And that was my mistake earlier. And one of our parishioners remembers being a child riding with her mom in the car, driving by the old St. Luke's and seeing parents on ladders trying to talk to their children in the polio ward of the old St. Luke's. And it still sits with her today. It was heartbreaking to see. Another fun memory was several of our members have their mothers and grandmothers' ball gowns from when we hosted the St. Luke's ball to raise money for the hospital and the whatever needs they had at the time.
And Missy, what are some of the ways that St. Michael's has been celebrating this anniversary this year?
We do a different display in our cathedral each month, highlighting our partnerships around the valley and the state. We've done this wonderful memory booklet that St. Luke's made possible. We have shared that with all the churches in our diocese. We have 27 parishes around the state. And thanks to St. Luke's generosity, we've been able to provide copies to each church as well. We've had a legacy luncheon where legacy dinner where members that have been there 40 years or more came for dinner. And we had a lovely performance by our choir. We're trying to do a variety of things throughout the year to just teach people and share the history because it really can be fun.
Oh, absolutely. And Beth, what's it been like for you and your staff to kind of dig back into the archives? And, you know, not only did you help, you know, put this booklet together, but you had to have learned some things along the way as well, I would think.
Absolutely, we did. And one of the things that we will be taking away from this is while the times were very different then, there's also a lot of common themes that we see even today. And it's really good reminders about when a community is facing a tough challenge, the way that really invested citizens can come together, work together to have a positive impact. And I think some of those themes are so important as we think about the type of community we want to live in, the type of community we want to continue to contribute to. We live in a very special place. And I think some of the lessons that we learned and were reinforced through this project just really shine a light on how we really can come together as a community and do really important and lasting things. So that's what I'm taking away from it.
Well, I want to thank both of you so much for taking time to talk with us about this today. Love learning more about our history. So thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Gemma.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
New from the Embedded podcast. Female athletes have always needed grit and talent. But for decades, they've also needed a certificate.
There was chit-chat about, is that really a woman?
And even now, they're still being checked and questioned. Their story is the newest series from CBC and NPR's Embedded. It's called Tested. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.